The singer Marta Gomez turns the bitter history of her native country into sweet music.
Cuentos de algodón con sabor a perejil y cebolla picada. Cantos de agua dulce al compás del rock.
Marta Gomez was born in Colombia, a country that has suffered through half a century of violence and guerrilla war. Just a few years ago, when she was a teenager, her family fled, but she remembers Colombia as a magical place. Now that she's in her mid-20s, she's produced an album inspired by the place she called home. It's called Cantos de Agua Dulce, Songs of Sweet Water.
I grew up in a city called Cali in Colombia, and my parents bought a little house that we call the farm, and it was always accompanied by food, so I just had to write a song for it because I think it was a very important place where I learned how to count the stars, how to sing, how to cry, how to kiss. It was a very special place in my life and in my childhood.
It's interesting to talk about Cali, Colombia, in this way, because I think that the average American, when they think of Cali, the first thing that they're likely to know is that there is a drug cartel named for the city of Cali, Colombia.
Yes, it's true. And although, you know, I moved from Cali when I was 15 years old, so, and then after that I've heard that it became more violent.
Is there a special pain that you feel, if that's the word, when you have this part of the world that is so special to you and yet you know how much trouble it's in?
As you say, it's a pain. It's like a combination of feelings. I feel happy of my childhood, of my life, and I feel that I am the person I am now because of that. On the other hand, then it's also sad because, you know, I have all that nostalgia for my country that sometimes I say, okay, how about if I just go back to live there? And probably I can't. Not only because it's violent, but also because, unfortunately, I think I couldn't make a living probably singing or doing what I do here, singing Colombian music.
Vengo de una tierra que le sobra corazón y voluntad.
Why do you write of your country, which has this problem with drugs and also a terrible civil conflict? Why do you write that Colombian people are the happiest of all?
Well, you know, I read that once. People sometimes don't believe me, but it's true. And then when I go back, I can feel that. Maybe it's because of that situation that is very hard, the bombs and all that. And maybe people live day by day. So I think that is the reason for them not to worry so much. You get in a taxi or you go in a bus and you see that people singing and, you know, like having nothing to lose. I always want to write songs for them. Sometimes they seem not to have reasons to be happy, but they are very happy. So we have to learn, I think, from that.
Y esta es la historia de Luisa. Dicen que es la más hermosa, pero es que a Luisa le sobran razones pa' ser hermosa. Lo que pasa es que en el pueblo la gente también disfruta, si no pregúntele a Lucha que no para de bailar.
At the same time that people are getting on with their lives as much as they can in Colombia, there is this continuing civil conflict. How has that conflict affected your family?
My uncle was kidnapped 5 years ago, and he was there for one whole year in the mountains.
When you say he was kidnapped, what happened?
I actually don't know that much. They haven't told me that much because it's, of course, very painful. Now when I talk to him a lot. He actually taught how to read to these people who kidnapped him because they're poor people. They're people from the countryside who just don't have any option.
You have also been drawn to sing songs that were inspired by tragedies in other parts of the world. I'd like to play a little bit of a song called Canta.
Si algo quieres decir, dilo canta. Si algo quieres llorar, cántalo también.
Can you translate those first few lines for me?
Yes, it says, if you feel like singing or if you feel like saying something, do it by singing, because singing is the best way of taking all the sorrows out.
And what sorrows were you thinking of when you wrote this?
I was inspired by the tragedy of Spain of last year and
the bombing of the trains.
Yes. And through flamenco music, I was taking flamenco lessons at that time, so I was very into the Spanish music. What fascinates me about flamenco is how they can sing almost as if they're crying at the same time. When I saw these things on TV, I was so moved by it, but then of course it doesn't only happen with Spain, but here in the tragedy too of 2001 and everywhere in the world. And I wanted to tell the Spanish people that I, as a Colombian, I know very well how to cry and how to sing. So I'm offering not only myself and my friends, but my whole country to sing with them if they feel like singing, but also cry with them if they feel like crying in this tragedy.
Do you feel like Colombia is getting better?
Definitely. I actually have experienced it. My brothers, for example, they called me and they said, listen, we went on vacation. We drove from Bogota to Cali. And you couldn't do that 5 years ago. But I think with this new government, we're starting to do a little bit better. At least that's what I see from here.
When do you go back to Colombia?
I'm going this week.
And is there a special purpose for this trip?
Well, there are many special purposes, but the most important is that I'm getting married on the 26th, the day after Christmas.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
What is his name?
Franco. He's the percussionist of our group.
Who do you hire to do the wedding music when a musician gets married like this?
Oh, that's so hard. It's a good question. We have been having so much trouble with that because we work here sometimes during weddings. So we're like, maybe we just have to sing ourselves in our weddings, you know? But I'm trying just to hire my friends, try to forget about if they make some mistakes, try just to have fun that day.
Well, Marta Gomez, thanks so much for sharing this time with us.
Thank you very much, Steve.
You can hear more Songs of Sweet Water, Cantos de Agua Dulce by Marta Gomez at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.